Good morning, dear people of God. Praise the Lord. I hope that you all are doing well. First of all, let me bring greetings to you for this beautiful first day of October. And we thank God this is a great month where we as Christians celebrate the fall feasts of the Lord, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So get prepared, because from 16th to the 23rd of October are the high and the holy days of the Lord, where He reveals His glory unto His church. Amen. Well, having said that, let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 1. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." My dear brothers and sisters, I was reading a story about the World War II, and in that period of time, Britain had built air raid shelters, and often there were several on the same street. And our pastor tells of standing in one of them when bombs were falling all around. So turning to a man beside him, he asked, "How come this shelter is always crowded and the others are empty?" He replied, "Pastor, we all know that you are a man of God. And if He is going to save anybody, He will probably save you. That is why we are in this shelter." So reflecting on it later, the pastor said, many of those people did not attend church, and the name of Jesus was a swear word in their vocabulary. They wanted His protection, but not His lordship. I repeat that. They wanted His protection, but not His lordship. So my dear brothers and sisters, I would encourage you to refuse to live that way. You need to be committed, a committed life unto God, and then enjoy His protective care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, for your entire life. And I like what the psalmist says in Psalm 91, 1 to 7, and let me read it for you. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." My dear brothers and sisters, I'm in the US right now and just returned back from Tampa, Florida. The place was totally under the hurricane, bad shape. Hundreds of people have died, waterlogging, trees have fallen, houses are destroyed, cars are destroyed, you know, and we thought that we cannot make it. But I said, God is the God of the winds, and God is the God of the waters, and God will make a way. Our morning flight was canceled, but later in the day, the airport at Tampa opened up. Our flight got resumed. We were scheduled to fly the last flight of the day, and we landed safely into Tampa at 11 o'clock in the night, the very same day. I tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, when God has you in your palm, there is no demon of hell and no power of man that can ever stop the purposes of God in your life. And God did some powerful work in that church in Tampa. Amen. So be encouraged. The Lord is with you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you that you are a God who divinely protects your people. No matter what the storm of life be, no matter what the challenges we may go through, it doesn't matter, oh Lord God Almighty, the trials that we may be facing. But through it all, you will see us through and you will bring us out to the other shore, safe and secure and provided for and preserved and protected, because you are our God. And we thank you for this beautiful psalm of Psalm 91 that gives us blessed assurance in our spirit that God is always with his people. We thank you today. As your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick in their bodies. I rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus, and I command their bodies to be healed and to be aligned to God's word right now, right here, in Jesus' name. And we vow to give you the glory and the praise and the honor, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and you have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.